Israel has approved 19 new Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank, a move the far-right finance minister Bezalel Smotrich says is aimed at blocking the creation of a Palestinian state. The decision has been condemned internationally, with critics warning it further undermines any chance of a two-state solution. Avir Tatarsky is a researcher at Iramim, a pro-peace Israeli NGO in Jerusalem. I spoke to him a short time ago.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. Avir Tatarsky, how will these new settlements announced for the West Bank change things on the ground?
Well, it's a very big declaration. You know, 19 new settlements. We're speaking about tens of thousands of new settlers. Actually, it will take many, many years for this to actually materialize on the ground. The direct impact is actually different. The areas chosen are areas that are predominantly Palestinian populated, and targeting them for new settlements means a very aggressive Israeli means of expulsion of Palestinian communities in the West Bank.
How is that different from other settlements? Aren't many of them targeting areas populated by Palestinians?
Right, you're very right. But I think that usually when we think about settlements and settlement expansion, we're worried about Israel taking over more land and the number of settlers in the occupied Palestinian territories increasing, which is very difficult to undo if we want a future of a Palestinian state. And here, I think the perspective should be different. It's not about things in the future. It's a direct attack, direct assault on Palestinian communities. That what Israel calls establishing settlements is actually expulsion of communities, or if you want to call it ethnic cleansing of Palestinians from more and more areas of the West Bank.
Bezalel Smotrich, the far-right finance minister, a settler himself, has stated clearly that the intent of these 19 new settlements is to block a Palestinian state. Does that level of frankness surprise you? Does it change things?
Actually, it's not frank. Even this dramatic declaration is hiding something much more sinister. Because when you look at it at things, and certainly from the eyes of people like Bezalel Smotrich, Israel has succeeded in derailing the prospect of a Palestinian state. The power imbalance is so big that and the Palestinians today are so weak that it's very difficult. Like the Israeli nationalistic government could feel very confident that there's not going to be a Palestinian state. What Israel is now aiming for is, unfortunately, as an Israeli, I'm not comfortable saying it, but really ethnic cleansing, because Israel is not satisfied with annexation, with control of the land. It actually does not tolerate the presence of millions of Palestinians in the West Bank. So now that derailing or blocking the possibility of a Palestinian state has been established, the next stage is to attack the Palestinian population and push it out.
Well, as you know, recently countries including Australia have taken the step of recognizing a Palestinian state. Do actions like that matter?
I think in a normal world, in a proper world, yeah, these declarations would have a great significance. We see with this Israeli government that it doesn't really care about declarations, about words, about what the international community very strongly says, as long as it is just declarations. And the Israeli government is going ahead. And actually, again, as an Israeli, I'm dismayed by it, but Israeli society itself is not really concerned. It's either supporting these measures or just doesn't care about them. And if countries like Australia are serious about this recognition of a Palestinian state, they need to tell Israel, look, this is what should be done. You cannot act against it. And if you try to act against it, there will be consequences. As long as Israel doesn't feel the consequences, it will just go making things worse.
On Radio National Breakfast, I'm speaking with Aviv Tatarsky, a researcher at Ir Amim, an NGO in Jerusalem. What about the consequences, though, that the US administration has suggested would follow if Israel were to fully annex the West Bank? Donald Trump has repeatedly said he would not support that.
Right. So Israel does care about what the U.S. administration says, and any settler dreams about formal annexation are not going to happen very soon. But what we have to understand is that the situation on the ground is no less important than the formal issue of formal annexation, yes or no. And if Israel, one, creates more settlements, two, there's a constant daily attack on the lives of Palestinians and on Palestinian communities, either lethal attacks or ethnic cleansing, then it's less important if the formal annexation took place or not.
And what actually happens to people when these settlements are built? Where do they go?
They don't have where to go. You have to understand that Palestinians under occupation, certainly in Gaza, but even in the West Bank, there is no one really taking care for them. Supposedly, it's supposed to be the Palestinian Authority, but Israel has been working very strategically to undermine it, to weaken it. The Palestinian Authority is on the verge of collapse because of Israeli intentional measures. So Palestinians in the West Bank, they are very much on their own. Each community has to take care of itself. They cannot really defend themselves against Israeli settler violence, against the violence of the Israeli government. And communities who are uprooted, their lives are destroyed. You can think of whole families, children, hundreds of people in each community at the least, which basically are now, they lost everything. And no one is offering any recourse.
Aviv Tatarsky, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you very much.